In pursuit of harmony. Perhaps you've been seduced into an alluring but excruciating idea that all your ducks, all the areas, chapters, compartmentalized sections of your life, should be in a nice little row. That as you juggle your responsibilities and opportunities, your obligations and inspirations, the scale should remain totally motionless, steady, and balanced. There is an emphasis that is placed on the look and appearance of our lives rather than the tone, feeling, and texture of them. We sweat over our schedules before tuning into the guidance of what is of true priority. We muscle our way through very lengthy and important-looking to-do lists, oftentimes mistaking busyness for productivity. And let there be no mistake, the difference between the two is vast. One, I believe, represents an almost panicked flurry of action as we attempt to affirm our worth. No affirmation is required here, FYI. The other represents a focused, creative spiritual practice. And yes, I do believe that true productivity is a spiritual practice, first and foremost. We want all the slices in our life pie chart to hover around equal percentages. We simultaneously strive for this evenness whilst spouting mantras of overwhelm, burnout, comparison, not enoughness. There is another way. It's a better way. It's a way that feels better in your center. This way is so simple, it may almost be cringeworthy to listen to right now, so painstakingly obvious and, oh yeah, I already knew that, that if you're not fully present, it may wash straight over you as you continue preaching overwhelm. Please, let go of the way your life may or may not look. Focus instead on how it feels. Is your relationship suffering? Then stop working overtime and spending 3 hours a day on self-care when what your soul really craves is communion with your beloved. Do you feel creatively starved? Then quit trying to uphold the identity of the perfect entertainer or hostess with the mostess and squirrel away with your notebook and some watercolors. Are you a tired overachiever who thinks that just scheduling more healings and appointments and chakra balances and adrenal recalibrations is going to get you over the line? I don't need to tell you this. You already know this, but you don't need to do that. What you probably need is to stop making appointments and probably cancel a few you already have booked in and block out your calendar for some good old-fashioned rest. Sometimes this is the best thing you can do with your annual leave. Let the pendulum swing in the opposite direction. Let the space in some areas of your life become so empty that others may become swollen and full, oozing joy, wholeness, and love. Let yourself drop a few ducks, lose a few, neglect a few. Trust yourself to come back to a few later on down the track. Your soul wants what it wants. A life that looks balanced? I don't know. I call bullshit on that. I want to feel balanced. I want to feel harmony in my body and mind. I want to make peace with the decisions that I am making and the consequences that result from them. You can get better at shuffling things around and adapting. You can learn to say no to things that distract you from feeling harmonious, rather than over-yesing as you white-knuckle your willpower on the pursuit of balance. Feelings first, okay? Inner harmony before outward-looking balance. One you can feel in the moment, the other will send you on a constant wild goose chase. Hang out here in harmony. It takes a little courage. But what I have found is that the best things tend to take a little courage.